This is JD Sampson, and we are in me and my wonderful girlfriend's house in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
I am Ariel Sims. I'm the wonderful girlfriend to JD Sampson. It's cool to have very similar ideas of music. The majority of the relationships I've had have been with other musicians, but they always have very other specific kinds of music that they're into, which is like great, you can respect it, but we're super on the same page about like taste, musical taste, which makes it really easy to help each other.
I've always like had a mustache. I've never shaved it or waxed it or anything, so this is like totally natural. And when I was a teenager, my mom used to be like, you need to bleach your mustache. So I did that like in high school. And I went to college and I did it for like a couple months. And then I met this artist friend of mine named Kate Hardy, who lives in New York and is amazing. And I'm still friends with her. And she was like, you should not bleach your mustache. It's really awesome. It's like really cool. And I was like, really? And I just stopped. And that was it. It was like, all I needed was someone to tell me honestly that it was okay or something. I don't know. It felt like a really important moment, like to show this, that there are so many misconceptions of what like a woman needs to be, and to like show different images of what a woman is and different gender identities, and to be like in some mainstream world and be able to like live in the body that I live in and identify as a woman, you know? And I just feel like I was in the right place at the right time, and I took on this role as like an activist, you know, which was like, I have this opportunity to deliver this like message to a bunch of people that are not gonna get this message otherwise. And so I felt that that was what I did and why I did it. So it doesn't feel like a decision anymore. Although sometimes I think like, I wonder if I would be taken more seriously if I just like would succumb to the like natural beauty of a woman or something like that. Could I actually be a pop star if I shaved it off and grew my hair long or something? No. But that's just hysterical. That's just historical.
It's still, there's nobody really doing what JD is doing, like presenting as this totally separate kind of like gray area gender, which is, you just gotta have full respect for being able to carve that out, to not have a, you know, I guess I think about my own gender as so informed by childhood images of what females look like, and I'm just tapping into all of these subconscious things, and that's really guided what I was supposed to do. And for better or for worse, I've carved myself into this place that's been done before. I can't imagine what it's like to not have that, to really not have any like role model of how to express your gender. It's just so brave. So I always have just had so much admiration for her.